You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
How are we this morning, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You said you were going to come in here and rattle me and make me as
well.
Nervous
I am. I'm just being polite because you're not used to me being so nice to you, are you?
Wearing that double Spurs kit is a bit rattling, I must say.
Right, now this is really quite interesting. This sort of. Marine scientists have recently finished a series of experiments to see how light pollution affects marine species.
Ooh.
Oh, shit, just at the phone. The results of the experiment have just been released, and they found that the artificial light at night disrupts oyster behaviour and it alters the activity of important genes that keep the animal's internal clocks ticking.
Genes? Light genes.
Genes with a G.
Yeah.
Just
no,
to
I didn't
confirm,
think
that's from
the
artificial light. Right.
Damien Tran, a marine scientist at the Paris-based French National Centre of Scientific Research, too much going on there,
as you call
it,
things.
Something else, was surprised that even the lowest level of nighttime light that they tested, below the intensity of the full moon, was enough to throw out the oyster's circadian rhythm.
Oh, well, this is bad news. The circadian rhythm is very important.
This is, which I know is a real big subject.
The oysters sleep. It's something you don't really think about.
Oh, of course they do. They have to go to bed.
They sit there on a rock.
Why else would they have a shell?
True.
Well, which is pretty mad because oysters haven't got eyes.
What?
When you
right.
think about it.
I didn't know that.
How they actually see is a total mystery. Things like scallops have eye-like organs.
Mm.
Oysters likely use patches of specialised cells on their skin to detect light.
That's buzzy.
Right. So they're
likely. The word likely. We just don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Although the scientists have yet to suss out actually how it all works.
So I'll figure it out.
So we think, oh, look at these measly oysters with no eyes, and they're looking at us saying, oh, you guys don't have this eyelet detection
I mean, it's,
thing
it's
on your
absolutely
back,
fantastic.
You don't know what you don't know.
In the study, scientists put four tanks of oysters in different rooms and exposed each to a different intensity of artificial light at night.
Mm.
They then compared the oysters' responses of animals in a control tank that experienced complete nighttime darkness.
Oh, I bet they were happy.
Yeah. Mm. The shell movement is the only oyster behaviour they observed. To be fair, that's all they do, though, isn't it?
Yeah, what else could they do? They're not having a chat or anything.
The team fitted half the oysters in each tank with electrodes to determine when the animals open their shells.
Spooky, ooky.
Something oysters do to feed, breathe and mate. In the control tank, the oysters were most active in the middle of the day, but started to close when the lights went out. But exposure to the artificial light at night caused the oysters in the other four tanks to stay open with activity peaking in early evening.
God, they don't know what's going on. It's like they're on their phones, scrolling before bed.
Just like us, when you're in the flat and someone leaves it on in the hallway.
Yeah.
Oysters are just like me.
So basically, they're suffering from insomnia.
Yeah, they just want to go to bed, and we're all shining lights in their room.
Which is the which response could negatively affect their health, possibly making them more vulnerable to disease.
Oh man,
This is one of them ones. I read it all, and I thought that's quite interesting. And afterwards, I thought, yep. And what? I mean, what's next? What are we supposed to do with this information?
I suppose it's a climate change gag again, isn't
it? Well, no, it isn't really. Because, I don't know. But, I mean, the way I thought about it, artificial light affects everything living and vampires in some way.
How does it affect vampires?
Oh, UV light. Haven't you ever seen the Blade movies? You're showing a UV light on a vampire, mate. They ain't going to like
it. And they shimmer.
You know
they shimmer like nothing else.
Ginger and that kind of like...
Ginger?
What is it?
It's
garlic. Fuck.
That's very specialised. That's a vegan vampire.
Vegan vampire, only ginger.
So, I mean, this is an amazing thing, but what do we do with this information?
I mean, we can't
I want to go and make shades for oyster beds.
Yeah, we could get them curtains.
I don't know. It's just one of them stories. It's great. But
someone sticks it in. Of course oysters sleep. They live on the seabed. Lol. Got them.
That's true.
Brilliant.
They're right. So maybe they need bedroom curtains is the conclusion here.
But we all suffer for it. That's what I mean. That's what I was thinking about it. Everything, even plants.
I think maybe it's just humanising, you know. The
even
oysters,
plants?
They're just like us.
Yeah.
You know, another...
Well, but are they?
I mean,
I can do an oyster impersonation, and as soon as I walk out the door, you don't know I'm an oyster.
Yeah, but...
Well, that means you're doing a good human impression.
Yeah. Oh, so, wow, maybe I'm an oyster.
Maybe, you know, more boats have got artificial lights on them now, which are disrupting the... I don't know.
I think, but a lot of oyster farms, oyster gaffs, wherever they
oyster
live.
Oyster gaffs.
Like, they're getting the artificial light from
the shop.
From
the oyster shop.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, on the seaside, all the seaside lights and whatever.
Oh, it's just not good news, is it?
No, it's not good news for the oyster or any of us, really.
Oh, they're going to get sick. I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
Too
so
many
yeah,
monkeys jumping on the
I thought I'd share this with everybody because it's like one of them things, it's really interesting, but I don't know what to do with this information.
That's some of the best tidbits. You don't really know what to do
with. But I don't eat oysters, so I feel really bad for them.
Same, they like you described them, they just look like snot on a plate. In a little
oyster
shell.
Oyster sales have gone down exponentially after that comment.
It's the aphrodisiac power that is the only redeeming quality.
So
probably.
That was it, really. That's how I thought I'd share that with the public.
Thank you, Rob.
I appreciate it.
And you mentioned Insomnia. I remember you picked that as your track.
I should have done that for this week, shouldn't I?
What do you have for us today?
I haven't heard this for a while, and we both talked about this a little while ago, and it's Scratch Card Lanyard by Dry Cleaning. Just listen to the lyrics. They're just amazing.
Exactly. You're a Tokyo bouncy ball.
Yeah.
And you're...
You're an Oslo bouncy ball.
You're a woman firing with aviators firing a bazooka.
Thanks, man.
You're on BFM.
Falling and exploding, you can't save the world on your own, I guess. Don't send me it, you keep it. You keep it. You keep it. Weak arms can't open the door, Kung Fu Council. It'll be okay, I just need to be weird and hide for a bit and eat an old sandwich from my bag. I've come here to make a ceramic shoe and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle, I've come to learn how to dance. I've come to join the knitting circle. I've come to hand weave my own bugbear ladder in a few short sessions. It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these mighty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing, wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything, feel nothing. Do everything, feel nothing. Pat dad on the head, alright you big loud mouth, thanks very much for the Twix. I think of myself as a hardy banana with that waxy surface and small delicate flowers, a woman in aviators firing a bazooka, a woman in aviators firing a bazooka. To make a ceramic shoe and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle, I've come to learn how to dance, I've come to join a knitting circle. That's just child chat. Why don't you want oven chips now? It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these mighty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing, wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything and feel nothing. Do everything and feel nothing. We'll be right back. have it, you've got a new coat, new hair. Well, I tell you one thing, you've got it coming. One day you're gonna get it.
With Rob Bullocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.